I think it was Rav Yaakov Emden who wrote in the introduction to his Siddur. I think that's where this is found. I think it was Rav Yaakov Emden who said it. I don't remember offhand. It just came to me right now as I was thinking about what to say. What's the greatest miracle in all of Jewish history? The greatest miracle in all of Jewish history. If you think back to all the miracles that happened, so Rav Yaakov Emden writes, I think it was Rav Yaakov Emden who said that the greatest miracle in all of Jewish history is simply the fact that the Jewish people are still surviving now, considering all the history that we went through and all the people who want to kill us, all the pogroms and all of the anti-Semitism and Holocaust and persecution, everything we had. That itself is the greatest miracle. If you think about it, it makes a tremendous amount of sense. The fact that we're still surviving after all these years, it's a pella. Every other nation, every other people, you know, the ancient Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks, where are the Babylonians, the Assyrians, where are all of them? All these mighty powers, nations, gone, poof, totally, no remnant of them whatsoever. But somehow Klai still survive. So the question is, what's the secret? What's the secret of Klai Yisrael survival? Happens to be a chumash in the room? No, there's a chumash, I would love. Not, if not, it's okay too. So what's the secret of Klai Yisrael survival? So you know, if you go to Egypt nowadays, apparently, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks writes in one of his essays on his Haggadah, so he points out that if you go to Egypt now, you could actually see a lot of the huge towers and monuments that the Egyptians made, maybe even those that Klal Yisrael helped, right? Vayiven Ari Miskanos Laparo is Pison Ves Ramses. So Rabbi Sacks says if you go nowadays, you could see in Egypt, because the Egyptians thought that the secret to allowing your civilization to endure is to build big buildings. Power, right? To build big buildings, that's the secret to a civilization enduring. By Klal Yisrael, that we know that that's not the secret. And Rabbi Sacks develops the idea. I actually heard this from him live once, then I saw he wrote it in the Haggadah also. He says that as Klal Yisrael was about to become a nation, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give, it's after the 9 Makos, before the 10th, they're about to mamish go out, and Moshe Rabbeinu delivers a speech. He delivers a speech that he wants to give Klal Yisrael a vision and a mission and a pump up that you're about to mamish become a nation. Klal Yisrael, you're mamish about to become a nation. So what does he say? What's the secret? What does he talk? Does he give them this big speech about Eretz Yisrael? Does he give them this big... What does he speak about? What does he speak about? Does he give them a big psych-up about the battles that they're going to have to fight? You're about becoming a people now. What does he tell them? So, 3 times in the speech, he stresses what is most important to the Jewish people and what is going to be the key to the eternity of the Jewish people. The key to the nitzchias of the Jewish people. Why we continue to exist. So the key is, like you have in Perek Yud Beis, so you have right away in the middle of the speech, so he says, V'haya ki yomra aleichem b'neichem, ma avod azos lachem, v'amartem zevach pesach hu l'ashem. When your children ask you, this is the most important part of his speech, he tells them about the avodah they have to Pesach, and going forward, when you become a nation forever, ki yomra aleichem b'neichem, ma avodah azos lachem, v'amartem zevach pesach hu l'ashem. And then a little bit later in the speech, again, what does he say? V'igarta levincha b'yom ha'ulei mar b'abuzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. That the clutch, crucial part of the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim experience is v'igarta levincha, to tell it over to your children. And then once again, v'haya ki yishalcha bincha macha lemar. 3 times in the same speech, Kiyomru three times in the same speech. V'haya ki yomer aleichem b'neichem ma'avod azos lachem. And then again, v'yigarta lebincha, tell your child. And then again, v'haya ki yishalcha bincha ma'chalei ma'mazos. So Rabbi Sacks develops the idea that Klal Yisrael understood what the Egyptians didn't. That right there, Moshe Rabbeinu, on the eve of Klal Yisrael becoming a people, he understood that the secret to the endurance and the existence of Klal Yisrael is teaching the children Torah, teaching the children the Mesorah, giving over to the children. Education is the key to Jewish eternity. Education is the key. And this is why, well, similarly, I said over at the Halb dinner, I saw Rav Reuben Margolius writes, that's why at the very epicenter of the entire Jewish religion, where's the center of the world for us? The center of the world is Eretz Yisrael. Where's the center of Eretz Yisrael? Yerushalayim. Where's the center of Yerushalayim? Beis HaMikdash. Where's the center of Beis HaMikdash? Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where's the center of Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Aron, the Kruvim. And what are the Kruvim? The Gemara says in Sukkah, Kruvim is Kiravya, young children. The Kruvim had faces of young children. Why are there young children as the only images in all the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Mishkan, young children? So Reuben Margolius writes, it's to show that the focus of the Jewish people always is passing on to the children. It's always making sure the children get the Mesorah, making sure the children are at the center of our universe. They're the center of our world. Children. Pesach night, the whole goal of Pesach night is transmitting the Mesorah to the children. And that's why, you know, it's interesting, right? We all know there's a million Haggadahs. There's a million Haggadahs and there's a million perspectives, a million Pirushim. So last year, one of my good friends, Rabbi Aaron Goldscheider, came out with a Haggadah. So he called his Haggadah the Rav Kook and Rav Shlomo Kalbach. One Haggadah of all, the Rav Kook and Rav Shlomo Kalbach. The Rav is basically every place he goes, he says, what does the Rav say? Rav Kook. All in one place. So you can imagine. So Shlomo Kalbach sees the whole Seder as Avas Yisrael. He sees in every... It's interesting. If you read the Netziv's commentary on Chumash, so like basically 80% of it is all about Talmud Torah, because the Netziv was a Rosh Hashiva, so he's talking to the Talmudim, so he was able to find the remez to something about Talmud Torah in every place in Chumash. It's all about Talmud Torah. So Shlomo Kalbach, when he read the Haggadah, so what was Shlomo Kalbach all about? He's all about Avas Yisrael. So everywhere in the Haggadah you saw a reference to Avas Yisrael. Rav Kook, so if you look at Rav Kook, he was always about Avas Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Kook, basically everywhere in the Haggadah, he finds some reference to Eretz Yisrael, to Geula, to Mashiach, to, because that's what Rav Kook was about. So what was Rav Salvechik? So Rav Salvechik's Haggadah, almost everywhere in the Haggadah, you find some reference to Talmud Torah, to Mesorah, because that was what Rav Salvechik was all about. He was all about Talmud Torah. So obviously this is not absolute rule, but generally speaking, you tend to view things through the prism that you see it. So Rav Salvechik develops the idea. Rav Salvechik wrote an essay once, right? Nine aspects of the Haggadah. He had nine aspects. One of the nine aspects was, where do you see Talmud Torah throughout the Haggadah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, time and time and again? Because this is the most important aspect of Mesorah. It's not just traditions, and it's not just minhagim and traditions, right? Being Jewish and being able to pass the secret of the existence of Yiddishkeit throughout the generations is Talmud Torah. So certainly there are some points in the Seder that are obviously connected to Talmud Torah, and some of them maybe are a little bit less obvious. So you know that before in the Seder, so before we say, before we talk about the Arba Banim is of course clearly Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. Every child you have to try to answer according to the way the child asks. That's the Arba Banim. So many have already pointed out, I think the Arba Banim, many have already pointed out, Rav Salvechik was very fond of this idea, that as the introduction to Arba Banim, you have Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan, Torah Lama Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Keneged Arba Banim Dibur Torah. Very strange that's the introduction to that. You could have had that the introduction to also Pesach Matzah Omar. Baruch HaMalkam Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah Lama Yisrael Baruch Hu, We have to, the Torah says you have to have mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Bar. The Maharal is bothered by that kasha. So, anyway, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. The idea is that no, there's a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the night of the Seder. There's a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, Baruch HaMakom, Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's Birchas HaTorah. There's a special mitzvah, you have to make a special Birchas HaTorah on the Seder night, even though you already made Birchas HaTorah that morning. Rabosai, normally you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning and you learned all day and you learn at night. You don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, you learn at night. That's the way we paskin. You don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah at night. But Pesach night, apparently there's a special Kiyam mitzvah of Talmud Torah Pesach night. Why? Because the whole point of Pesach night is to transmit the Mesorah to the kids. And part and parcel of transmitting that Mesorah is engaging in a special mitzvah Pesach night. There's a special, unique mechayev of Talmud Torah Pesach night, because that's the way we transmit Mesorah to our children. We engage them in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, education, chinuch, that's the whole way the Jewish people have survived, and that's what Pesach night is all about, transmitting that Mesorah to the children. So that's why there's a special Birchas HaTorah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. There was a special Birchas, that's why Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan, Baruch Hu, four Baruchs, is Keneged Arba Banim. As if for each one of the sons, it's like a separate mechayev of Birchas HaTorah. There's a separate, not exactly, we don't say Shema Malchus, but there's some separate mechayev of Birchas HaTorah to teach each child and to make sure each child gets his own specific way of relating to that child. Chanoch lanayr al pi darko. So there's a special chiyuv to teach the kids appropriately on Pesach night. That's why you see all these things in the Seder to get the kids involved, right? Because our whole focus, our whole goal Seder night is to pass the Mesorah to the kids. So now sitting in front of me here, you guys are like, you know, right in the middle. You are the kids. On the one hand, I'm telling this to you for two reasons. Number one, how important it is for you to grow from the Seder, and that we have to all be mechazik our own emunah and our own position as links in that chain on the Seder. And Bez Hashem, sometime soon you'll also be able to start your own families, and how important the Seder night is for you to use that night to transmit Mesorah, to transmit Emunah, to transmit Talmud Torah to the children. That's why the answer to the Chacham is V'afata erolo kihil chosa pesach ein maftina achar pesach hafikomen. You tell them halachas. I thought we're engaged in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We put the mitzvah of the night is to tell stories. What are you telling them? Kehilchos haPesach ein maftir nachar haPesach avikomets. That's what Soloveitchik said. To tell them Hilchos Pesach. That's also part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because one of the aspects of the mitzvah of the night is to teach Torah. To teach Torah, that means to teach halacha. That means to teach the aspects of the Seder. That's why we say when we eat the matzah. So matzah is called lechem oni. Lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe, the Gemara says. That it's not just about eating matzah, but even the eating matzah comes with a Talmud Torah component. Even the mitzvah of eating matzah comes with a Talmud Torah component. It's not enough to eat matzah. You have to say, Rav Gamliel hayo omer, kol shelo amar shlosh dvarim elav pesach lo yatzeh dechovaso. Just eating the matzah alone, that's not enough of an obligation. You have to mamish talk about the matzah and learn the psukim about the matzah and analyze the matzah. Why do you have to do that? Because Talmud Torah is a crucial part of the Seder. Because if we want to teach our children about what a Mesorah is, we have to teach our children the Chashivas of Talmud Torah. So it's not just about eating matzah. Eating the matzah helps. It makes the Talmud Torah come alive. That's the experiential part of education. Education is not about words, it's also about actions. So that's why you have to eat the matzah too. The study of Torah is part of the mitzvah of matzah. And eating the matzah is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Goes both ways. That's lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. That teaches me something about magen and it teaches me something about matzah. Both things. That's why the Kabbalists have said Pesach is all about pesach, a mouth speaking. Speech is a very important part of the Seder. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, singing Shira, saying over. When you say over, you're giving over to the children. You're passing the Mesorah over. That's the way we do it. We don't pass the Mesorah by building big buildings or by making massive palaces and by pointing to the power of rulers or kings or the might. That's not what we believe power is. We believe power is in the power of words, the power of study, the people of the book, the power of Mesorah. That power has succeeded in outlasting all the people who think that power is about kings and rulers and wars and struggle. Rabbi Sacks has a lot about this in his Haggadah. And of course, I mentioned Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, Kol Shel Amar Shlosh Dvar Me'el Pesach, I have to speak. And finally, of course, that's what I always like to say, the whole main body of the Seder, the whole main body of Sibur Yitzchak Sinai, the main body of the Seder is, of course, Magid. Where what do we do during Magid? We take these four psukim from Parshas Kisavo, and basically, loosely, roughly, the first pasuk summarizes the whole Parshas Shmos, the second pasuk summarizes the whole Parshas Va'era, the third pasuk summarizes the whole Parshas Bo, and the fourth pasuk summarizes the whole Parshas B'Shalach. So the question is, why are you going to Mikra Bikurim, a paragraph from the Torah that talks about what a guy who brings his first fruits got nothing to do with Pesach? That whole story has nothing to do with Pesach. So, and that's the whole central theme of the Haggadah. The whole Haggadah is the Sifri's drushes on those four psukim and Parshas Kisavo, for which is about the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. It's got nothing to do with Pesach. Why don't we quote psukim from Shmos Va'erevo and Bishalach? That's what I always like to say. It's not my idea. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Soloveitchik, who saw much of the Haggadah through the prism of Talmud Torah, because that's Rav Soloveitchik was Isha Halacha. He was Isha Talmud Torah. His whole life was about Talmud Torah. And I was very influenced by the students of Rav Soloveitchik. So that's why that's my perspective also comes from there. Now, what's the whole idea? Why do we spend all that time when we were little kids? It was like a disaster. Maybe even when we're big kids, we feel it's still a disaster. It's too long. We're waiting to get to the super ready, get to the matzah, waiting to get to the food. But that's the whole ikar part of the Seder. So why don't we just quote psukim from Shmos Va'erevo and Bishalach? So that's what Soloveitchik said, that part of the Seder night, the whole point is to engage in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How do you engage in Talmud Torah? What is Talmud Torah? You look at a pasuk, you look at one phrase or a few words in a pasuk, and you analyze and you derive things out of that small thing. So what do we do Pesach night? You take those four psukim from Kisavo, and on each little piece of the pasuk, you learn out something from back to Shmos, back to Va'era, back to Bo. Vayavidu Mitzrayim is Me'esav, right? That's the whole point, because that's what learning Torah is. You take a few words and it's a hint to something. The Torah is supposed to be teaching you something deeper. That's why it's hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. That's why it's the secret to our survival, because it never ends. There's no end. There's always something new, right? The Gemara says every time you taste the Torah, you find a new tam. Right? That's why the Torah is compared to man. Right? The man, every time you thought of a new taste, you had a new taste. That's the way Torah is. There's always a new idea. There's always a new Haggadah coming out. There's always a new explanation. There's always a new way of looking at something. There's always right. It's compared to dad shekol makom. Every time you taste a new sip, so you have a new taste from it. So that's why the central part of the Seder, the whole central part of Magid, we take these four psukim from Mikra Bikurim, and we darshan them and analyze them and ask questions on them and compare and contrast. And that's what we should do at our Seder also. You with your Haggadah, your sister with her Haggadah, your brother with his Haggadah, back and forth. This is the pshat, that's the pshat. This is the message. That's the conversation of generations. That's the conversation of the generations. Or Soloveitchik liked to tell over a story. He doesn't understand how an old man can come have conversation with 18-year-old, 20-year-old students in the yeshiva. So he beautifully tells over poetically that I start the shiur and I say, how in the world can an old man talk to 20-year-old? How can a 70-year-old man talk to a 20-year-old man and they're talking the same language? Usually, by the nations of the world, forget it. The 70-year-old man, he's out, he's outdated, he's over the hill, he's anachronistic, he's old, he's out of touch. The 20-year-old, now what? Maybe he'll text him, but he can't talk to the 70-year-old. The 70-year-old doesn't know how to text. How's he going to talk to him? That's by the nations of the world, by us. So Soloveitchik said, so I start teaching and I open the door and then somebody even older than me comes in. Reb Chaim comes in to the room. And then the Rambam comes into the room. And then Rabbi Akiva comes into the room. And Rav and Abaye. He has a beautiful poetic discussion. That's by Klaiso. That's how we could all talk together. That's how we could all talk together. Because that's the secret of the Mesorah. Mispar Hadoros Shalafana, Rav Soloveitchik said, like the Mishnah think Sota, right? Ha'av, Moish, Libino, Adios, Mishnah Adios, Base Test, I forgot already. Mishnah Adios, right? Ha'av, Moish, Libino, Mispar, Doa, Shalafano. That's the whole secret. That's the great conversation. There's a yeshiva high school in the tri-state area that always talks about the great conversation. That's the great conversation. The great conversation is that's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the great conversation. It's the conversation generation. So, again, we find ourselves sort of somewhere in between of being the kids at the Seder and being the adults. Like right in between. So we have to both know as kids that we have to fill ourselves up with Emunah and Talmud Torah at the Seder. And when we become families, we have to know how important the Seder night is. The Seder night is so important at being mashrish yisodos and emunah in the kids. Being mashrish yisodos and emunah. It's all about education. The Seder night is all about education. Klal Yisrael is all about education. It's all about Mesorah. It's all about how to involve the kids. How to make the kids feel part of it. So hopefully we should have siyata d'shmaya that we should be mechazek our own link in the chain this Seder night. And when we're zocha to make our own families, we should have siyata d'shmaya to know how to pass on that Mesorah to the kids. Until that time, Bez Hashem, when we'll be able to have the Hashata Hachal L'shana Abba Ba'ar Yisrael, because the whole Seder night, we realize that even though we're so excited about the Geula that we have now, we know it's only a Me'ein, it's only a little bit about this Shabbos, the Shabbos HaGadol. That's why the Maharal says, that's the holy day of Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol is Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol Vanor, that Shabbos, this Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol comes before Pesach to say, even when we're about to celebrate Pesach, we know that the real goal of Pesach is really the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the future Geula, right? Kimei Tzeischem Yimitzrayim Erenu Neflos, the Pasuk says, that I'm going to show you huge miracles. So Bez Hashem, if we can continue to pass on this tradition, soon, we'll get to that day, Bez Hashem, where we'll see Kimei Tzeischem Yimitzrayim Erenu Neflos, may the day come here of Yomeinu Amin.
For those who want, tomorrow morning,